This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I will be your host for the first hour, Corey Fleck, and in the second hour, we will again be featuring KER Politics. We will, just as a forward note, be going through a bit more of a division between the market aspect of our show and the political side of the show. We're working with the radio stations right now, so hopefully in the next couple weeks, you will see two distinct shows hitting the airwaves and posted on our website, kereport.com, as well as on our podcast. Please, everyone, subscribe to our podcast. If you follow along with podcasts, you can find it, Cullen Economics Report. That being said, I am kicking off the show with our good friend Mark Chandler. He is the global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman. And, hey, Mark, I have to say, this week was extremely busy. We kind of expected it after Labor Day, but just the moves that we saw in the markets and the central banks that came out and discussed some policies, they even moved markets. We had four central banks meeting this week. Two I do want to focus on, though. One being the ECB and one being the Bank of Canada. Let's first start with the Bank of Canada raising interest rates. This is their second rate hike this year. Again, another 0.25%, bringing them up to 1%. So taking back those two rate decreases that they had about a year, 2 years ago during the oil crash. The Canadian dollar has been a very strong currency, and this is on the back of pretty good economic data out of Canada. Mark, can you break down what the Bank of Canada did and what you think the significance is here?
Sure. So as you said, the Bank of Canada did hike rates 25 basis points. It follows quickly on the heels of an amazingly strong Q2 GDP over 4% as for the second quarter in a row. Canada is the fastest growing economy in the G7. So many people were divided about the outlook for the Bank of Canada. What's interesting to me is that looking at like the OIS, overnight index swaps, to try to see what the market's pricing in. The market was pricing in about a 55% chance of the hike, but economists, only about one in five economists in a Bloomberg survey expected the hike. I had thought there was a good chance of a buy the rumor, sell the fact type of scenario. Did not materialize. The Canadian dollar strengthened throughout yesterday after the announcement and even further the following day. And I think part of it is that when the Bank of Canada raised rates, they explained why, strong growth, but they also suggested there still is a lot of accommodation into the system. And it looks like the third quarter has begun off on firm footing too. So the market really right now is thinking Bank of Canada is not done raising interest rates this year. The market seems to be leaning more towards a December hike than October, though there's many people who are talking about an October hike as well. Would be three hikes in a row seems unreasonably aggressive to me. I'd be penciling it in for December. But meanwhile, the Canadian dollar is continuing to get stronger. We're going through retracement levels that are the big up move that the U.S. dollar had since 2014. What's interesting, too, is that the Bank of Canada talked about the Canadian dollar, said two reasons why the Canadian dollar is going up. Good things in Canada and bad things in the U.S., in particular, the policy uncertainty, fiscal policy, and monetary policy, as well as the geopolitical issues. So Bank of Canada, more hawkish than I expected, more hawkish, it looks like, than the market believed. Speculators were already long Canadian dollars, and just it looks to me like they piled into more of them.
So, Mark, one other aspect of the Bank of Canada mentioned was the strength of resources. Because Canada is very much a resource-based economy, this is obviously helping some of the underlying statistics. How do you think that played a role also in the rate hike and the ongoing better GDP numbers?
Yeah, so, of course, part of this is of prices, and part of it is quantities. My general sense, though, is that the underlying growth is stronger than Canada, that the Bank of Canada expected, even as recently as July. And the key then becomes focusing on those growth indicators, even though inflation remains subdued. So, for example, Friday is the Bank of Canada going to come out to employment data. As long as job growth stays strong, Bank of Canada will assume that the consumption will stay strong, and then over time, like other central banks, think that the tighter labor market will eventually fuel inflation. So I do think that it's important, but for me, the most important thing as far as thinking about the commodity sector, the non-commodity sector, we're already seeing with the trade figures, the latest trade figures showed a sharp decline in both imports and exports, but especially non-oil exports fell. And that's a concern. I think that while the Canadian economy looks like it's doing good, I have some suspicions that weakness in the housing market, heavily debt consumer sector, household sector, and this weakness in non-oil exports, which is partly a function, of course, of the strength of the Canadian dollar. So I think those things come back and haunt Bank of Canada, but not until they have to hike rates a bit further first.
All right, Mark, let's move over to the ECB because they had a meeting and a statement from Draghi on Thursday. This statement, which really provided no forward guidance on their QE program and what sort of taper we could see coming, well, down the road. But the euro was strong, moved up. The dollar got hit hard because of the weighting of the euro in the dollar index. What was your takeaway from what Draghi had to say and the movements in the currency markets?
Yeah, so you're right. Draghi really stuck to the script. There was a chance that he would have said something more details about whether they extend the asset purchases or not. There's nothing in that, but I think what the market took away from was that Draghi's idea that his assessment that inflation in the Eurozone is still not on a sustainable, durable path towards a target. That sounded a bit dovish. On the other hand, Draghi did not really protest hard against the Euro's appreciation. Draghi talked about that the Euro's volatility was an issue of concern and that it has to be monitored. But when you look at what the ECB did with its forecasts, if you give me the strength of the euro this year, which is over 10% appreciation, and remember, it's not just appreciating against the U.S. dollar, but it's also rising against the British pound and against the Swiss franc. So broadly, on a trade-weighted basis, the euro is stronger than it may appear. And I think that the what we call the pass-through, that is how much the currency moves, how does that affect the domestic economy and prices. And given the magnitude of the move, we were expecting larger changes in the staff forecasts, but they didn't really do that much. They tweaked up growth this year, kept the next 2 years' growth forecast unchanged, and on inflation, they lowered it by about 0.1%, which to me is proof that those economists really do have a sense of humor, that they think they can be so precise and make a big deal out of 0.1% move on a forecast, say, for 2 years from now, say 2019 inflation. The market took away from this, I think, the sense that the concern for the euro strength is not overwhelming yet, and that in October, the ECB will announce more details of its asset purchase program, which is likely, and I feel very confident, that it will have to be extended well into next year. I was thinking that they would do 6 months, but they'd be able to stop and have the window of opportunity to stop in the middle of next year. But I'm being persuaded by Draghi's comments that they probably won't do that. They probably will extend their purchases through most of next year, which is really brings us back to the old theme that I hate to harp on, but I still think it's a very powerful theme, and that is divergence.
It seems all attention is on the Fed after the ECB and Bank of Canada this week. Hey, let's pay attention to what the currency markets are telling us because they have been on a wild ride. But hey, Mark, it's always great having you on the show. Everybody stick around. I am going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. Chatting in this segment with Trader Vic, a favorite of mine, and I know a favorite of many of our listeners. And I think that you all are going to enjoy this segment with Trader Vic. And Trader Vic, we're going to talk about gold, but you have this almost other idea that you brought up some great points to me off mic as to why gold is moving so nicely upward and why the U.S. dollar continues to crash, one could say. And this all has to deal with China. And, well, you know what, Vic? I'm going to let you take it away and why you think that this is one of the main factors behind this gold move and this dollar down move.
All right. Well, first of all, this information, which I think is critical and is sort of confirming many other things that I'm seeing, comes from the Corbett Report. And James Corbett is a Canadian who's lived in Japan, and he's put this out, I think, for 10 years. He is a very serious, I'll call him a reporter. He puts out a podcast, but he does reporting. He's very high-end intellectual, very logical, nothing crazy. He's not, a conspiracy theorist per se, even though that they do exist, but he's not as exaggerated as, like, people would look at Alex Jones as being very exaggerated in what he says. This guy is solid. He doesn't say anything unless he researches it. So Wednesday of this week, he came out with a story that basically said that China is creating a oil contract where if you want delivery of that oil, you buy the contract, you want delivery, you pay for it in renminbi. Okay, the Chinese currency, also called yuan in the way I pronounce it. And that payment in currency of China is backed by gold. Now, I don't have the details, but they also, there's a part two to this. As you know, Saudi Arabia is doing an IPO on Aramco, which is valued at $2 trillion. And China is suggesting they're going to be a big buyer of that offering, of that IPO. They are a big buyer of oil, so it makes sense that they would. So now China does have a deliverable gold contract. It's not 100 ounces of gold like trades on the COMEX, which that virtually can't take delivery because there's not enough gold there. It's a mirage. But this is going to be the gold contract that China has is deliverable, but it's not a huge amount of gold. It's a very little amount of gold per contract. But in this case, it seems true, and that's my point of bringing that out, because they're bringing out an oil contract, and between them, Russia, and Iran, they're trying to kibosh the dollar and basically stop the dollar as a reserve currency to make them buy dollars when they want to buy oil. So logically, if you then add in the fact that for the first time since the early 50s, Secretary of the Treasury Mnuchin went to Fort Knox to see the gold. That's never happened. Since the 50s. And then you add in that Germany took delivery of their gold ahead of time. You remember they wanted the gold that the Fed held. I don't know all of it or a big portion of it. And it was stated that the Fed could deliver it in over 7 years. So they took delivery, and then they said, no, we demand it now. So they got the delivery, and I don't remember how much it was. But the key is that with all these integral stories on gold, then you see gold breaking out without any real, let's say, solid reasons. I mean, gold would break out if there was chaos, if there was war, if there was inflation. There is none of that. It's the same old from the beginning of the year, but gold is now breaking out as we speak. It was up 10 this morning, but it's 1350 now. And the bottom line is it's acting extremely well. So is silver, but gold is outperforming it in this case. So when you put these pieces together, you have to say to yourself, with the dollar dropping from 103, broke 92, which is major 2.5 year support yesterday, is now below that. It's it's 91.39. It was 91 this morning. And you add all those pieces together and you say, okay, if this is true, if in fact that you're going to be able to buy oil using the Chinese currency, and by the way, the Chinese currency is strengthening. Okay, so it's going up. Of course, the dollar is going down, so that would be that's normal. But the key is that you, if this occurs as intended, as the basic preliminary reports you could see the dollar go from 90 to 60. The support is 70. That's where it was at the low in 211, and then out of this five-year bull market, which is what caused gold to top these. They are negatively correlated. So the bottom line is, it really is certainly, I can, and I'm long gold, and I have been, I'm an investor in gold, I'm not a trader, but I would suggest that certainly no one should be short gold, and assuming this is true, you know, gold could double from here, because if the dollar goes to 60, gold is going to go to 2,500. So I only say that, that's my opinion, of course, I can't guarantee that, but that's my opinion. And if you look at the history of gold versus the dollar, they go in opposite directions. Obviously, it's fundamental, because as the dollar goes down, there's more inflation. So it's all logical, but the key is that this report is a very solid report, and anybody wants to go look at it, they can go Google the CorbettReport.com, and it came out on Wednesday, and they can, it's a 10-minute podcast, and they can listen to it for themselves.
So essentially here, what China is, it sounds like, planning to do is dethrone the petrodollar and take maybe a little bit more control of how oil is traded, because they are such a big player. But again, as you said, with Germany taking back some of their gold, they're going to need some other countries on board with this movement. And as long as, I guess, countries have gold, then they can allocate some of it to this maybe currency trade for oil. Is that kind of how you're seeing this playing out?
Yeah, that's the sketch. I don't have the details. Now, like I say, although as you probably well know and have heard, China's been an accumulator of gold forever. I mean, they've been buying gold, and they haven't pushed it up. They buy it when it goes down.
They are. They're value hunters.
Right. And they won't let gold leave the country. I mean, they're accumulating gold. So, and they understand, I mean, remember the Chinese created paper money back in the ninth century. So all I'm saying is that all these pieces are fitting together, that's what they're doing. And they've been, you know, listen, China and Russia are adversaries of the U.S.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but Trader Vic and I did continue this discussion for about another 5 minutes. If you want to hear the full interview, please visit our website, kereport.com, and check out segment 2 on the weekend show posting.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I'm joined by a good friend of the show, Ned Schmidt. He is the founder and editor of the Value View Gold Report. Ned joins us a number of times on our show to talk gold and also talk agriculture. We will also be recording a segment on agriculture, but Ned, first and foremost, let's talk about the factors that you think are playing a big role in this gold price moving higher. Let's first start off with Hurricane Harvey that hit Houston. Houston is such a major economic center for not just the U.S., but you could also argue for the world. And the repercussions, we still don't know what's going to happen with the fallout from all the rebuilding that is needed. But, Ned, please take us through why you think this Hurricane Harvey and what happened in Houston is a big deal for gold.
Well, most people don't realize how important Houston is to the U.S. economy. I mean, first, it's the fourth largest city in the country. That's a lot of consumers. The second is, and more important, it's the center of the oil and gas industry in the United States. This city is where the production and movement of oil and gas products, whatever, is controlled. And right now, we don't know how much is still knocked out. The media is off reporting on other things now. They have another hurricane to think about. Now, what this does is the Federal Reserve has been reluctant to raise rates. And Houston is so big and so important, it's going to scare them off of raising interest rates. We are not going to get another rate increase this year. And we won't get one in the first of the year till the Federal Reserve is certain that the effect of Houston is gone. And what we'll see in their statements, Corey,
is they'll put in some kind of wording that says there is greater economic uncertainty due to the uncertainty of the impact of Houston. It will be used as an excuse not to raise rates. And we can probably also forget about them winding down their balance sheet until January at least. And what this done has been doing, Corey, has been sending the dollar down. The dollar peaked in November, December of last year, and it's been going basically down. I tracked the dollar versus 12 currencies because the popular currency index is useless. And it's just been an irregular pattern down to a low, and it was at a low this morning. And that has been, that dollar declining has been like the tide coming into gold. It eventually forced the price of gold higher as the markets understood that the dollar was going down. And Houston accelerated that somewhat. So Houston will be a lasting positive effect for a while on the price of gold.
Well, and let's talk about what the U.S. dollar has been doing, because you're absolutely right, Ned. Once it peaked in, let's say, the very end of last year at above 103 on the dollar index, it's been pretty much a straight line down. And again, the dollar index so heavily weighted towards the euro, it's hard to draw a ton of conclusions regarding a number of different currencies. But even as you said, you track 12 different currencies against the dollar. The dollar is one of the worst performing besides what you told me off mic, the Russian currency as well as the African currency. So two very weak currencies there. And then the U.S. dollar. But, Ned, there is a lot of commentary that the U.S. dollar is due for some sort of bounce. If we don't get this bounce, do you think the dollar could continue to crash and maybe even test out some levels we haven't seen in years?
Oh, I don't want to use the term crash because I don't see it acting like a crash, Corey. I see it more of just chipping away at it. We had the euro in the last week over $1.20, the pound over $1.30. I think that if you look at where they've been a couple times before, they've kind of had the dollar's had many crashes against them. But what we're seeing is other currencies, the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar, being strong. And for some reason, traders have left that market. So I don't see a crash, and it just continue drip, drip, drip. And like the Chinese yuan, it made its low in December of 16, and it's up 6% since then. And that's a currency nobody has expected to appreciate. And yet it's been a very strong currency for the last 9 months. And all of that, I think, points to gold and keeps the tide coming in. I don't think that's going to make it move in big leaps, but it's going to keep the upward pressure on it.
So, Ned, talking about this tide coming in, it really felt like a couple months ago when I attended a conference in Vancouver, the Sprott Conference, that there was a lot of money sitting on the sidelines waiting for gold to almost prove itself to a lot of these investors, whether they were naysayers or gold bugs. And now that gold moved through 1300, do you think that was enough to prove itself to bring in more money, or are there other levels that you're watching more closely that you think are significant?
Well, clearly that was a big one. The other big one is 1376. Everybody is watching that. Every teenager that writes articles for an investment website, I read one yesterday on CNBC, and we know how bad they are. And he's waiting for 1376. But there's at least one level before that. I think that 1349 is important because gold made its second low, the confirmation low, in December of 2016 at 1123. Well, 1349 would be up 20.1%. That's the kind of number that people can write about it, talk about, and it starts people thinking that gold's reconfirming that what we already know, that it's in a bull market.
So, Ned, what about what's happening in North Korea? Because this is another aspect of the gold sector that you can argue is bringing in more of the fear trade. I don't like when, let's say, political events move the price of gold this significantly, but it seems to be on the news day after day what's happening in North Korea. How much is this playing a role in your eyes?
I think it's starting to play a role because this North Korean news comes in pulses. It pulsed last weekend with the test of their hydrogen bomb and their ICBM. And that gets it going for a day. But then it'll kind of go flat, and they'll go back to trading the NASDAQ. So people really are not scared of North Korea. As you and I were talking earlier, I don't see anything positive that's going to suddenly develop that makes this go away. And so there's an increasing probability of an accident of some kind. And so I don't think people are really scared of North Korea yet. The broad number of people, the masses, people talk about it over coffee and shake their heads. But I don't think until there's blood somewhere, it's really going to make a difference. And then it's going to light up, go, that's how we get to 1376 in 3 days when that happens.
Well, honestly, I hope that we don't start seeing bombs fly over the air, and who knows, countries attacking other countries, it's really going to draw some lines in the sand, but hey, the way North Korea continues to act, they are almost tempting different countries to get involved. Again, this right now is just war talk, so until bombs start landing, we don't have a war, but boy, it's scary the way it's going. Ned, appreciate your comments. Everybody stick around, I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. I'm chatting with John Kaiser, founder and editor of Kaiser Research. As I've said a number of times, I always go to John when I'm looking at junior and even mid-tier mining and exploration companies to get his insights. John, in my eyes, is really the best guy for me to go to bounce geology questions off of and truly understand what the company is doing from a geological standpoint. Now, John, we're not necessarily going to talk about individual companies here because that's what people can visit your site for. Let's talk about the general environment that we're in with higher metals prices. Precious metals continue to be quite strong. Base metals also continue to be strong. What is this telling you about the general metals sector?
Well, to some degree, the U.S. dollar has been declining because of all these activities that seem to, you know, make the United States look like it's dead set to make itself very ungreat by playing with things like default as a result of the debt ceiling. That, by the way, has been solved. Trump did a deal with the Democrats whereby they kicked this can down the road 3 months to December 15th, so we don't have to worry about that. That has caused gold to back off a little bit. But there's also this unusual evidence that macroeconomic growth is on the upswing. In particular, Europe has surprised everybody by having stronger manufacturing figures, and things have weakened a bit in the United States because of the uncertainty created by the current administration. There have been no tax reforms. There's basically nothing been accomplished except relatively unproductive things like pulling out of the Paris agreement, pardoning some sheriff who was convicted of criminal activity, and pulling the plug on these 800,000 people who were brought here as children and are now in 6 months in danger of being shipped to some country that they know nothing about. But the metal prices have been trending up because of this underlying strength that's sneaking up on us. So that's good, because we like that type of macroeconomic pressure. And also there is concern that China is actually acting on its environmental policies. They have their big meeting in October where they decide who's going to be the leader for the next 5 years. And getting their pollution under control, they have actually shut down aluminum smelter capacity. Zinc has also benefited from them shutting down capacity. So yes, there are these positive pressures on the metal prices. Geopolitics, of course, pushing the price of gold higher. And this is good for the junior sector because the people who have made the optionality bets, they're finally getting some joy. We've got gold above $1,300. We still kind of need $1,600 for really to kick in for most of these companies. But we're also heading into the fall with a lot of exploration programs underway. So long as something horrible doesn't happen, like a military confrontation over North Korea, we could be in for a very good fall where results and higher trending metal prices put the juniors in the sweet spot.
So, John, are there certain metals that you're focusing on more than others? Because, in all fairness, the base metals broke out a few weeks ago, even a month or two ago, and now the precious metals are kind of trailing behind, but stocks in all senses are doing quite well.
They have turned around, I think, sort of late June, early July was the sort of bottom from the retreat that began in early April. Copper has surprised everybody. It's now over $3 a pound. There's been an awful lot of press about electric vehicles. I've noticed now that it's almost treated as a sure thing that electric vehicles represent the future and the internal combustion engine is history. So a lot of these narratives, such as what Robert Friedland spins about how this electric car future is going to suck up a lot more copper than is available, and it'll be some time before that copper gets recycled. Zinc, of course, did benefit in 2015 when Glencore shut down some of its capacity, and that's sort of hanging as a sword over that market. Is Glencore going to bring this capacity back on stream? And is the Chinese shutdown permanent so that we will see strong, you know, $1.40 plus zinc prices for quite some time? And of course, gold, it's the geopolitics, which I think is really driving that. The rapid retreat of the United States from its super cop role in the world into more of a hermit type nation, almost like emulating Kim Jong-un. It's North Korea, withdraw from the rest of the world, make it all about just ourselves and nobody else. All of this is just contributing to, desire to own some gold and stop selling it.
John, you are right. There are a number of factors around the world that I think are pushing investors back into metals in general and also domestically, especially with some of the hurricanes that have come onshore and some of the political moves that continue to help out, I think, the metals in general. How important is infrastructure spending in your eyes, either coming from the U.S. in particular, but then also that China One Belt, One Road aspect to be initiated maybe more broadly, more aggressively?
Well, the United States only has a lot of talk with regard to infrastructure renewal and expansion. China is definitely pushing on this track. It is actually being energized by the American withdrawal from the global stage because it's like a vacuum that China wants to fill. So, yes, that's going to continue to be a demand for base metals as China continues to expand its infrastructure and its footprint, and also starts to prepare for a world where it is no longer trading with the United States. And this could ultimately be the impetus for the United States getting its act together on infrastructure, because what's brewing in North Korea, it's really not so much about North Korea. It's really about the relationship between China and the United States. And we have this unfortunate situation where Kim Jong-un, he keeps pushing the envelope, keeps upping the ante, basically forcing the United States to make some sort of significant response, which will really upset China's goals to be, the dominant player in East Asia. And we're seeing the potential abandonment of Japan and South Korea by the United States, the withdrawal back home, and, with this protectionist narrative that, we need to, not have this big trade deficit with China. All of this is pointing towards a withdrawal of the United States from China. And which means we have to become more of a self-contained economy, and we will need to do infrastructure development to support that.
Which is why I think a lot of people continue to look for some sort of news about any sort of infrastructure spending. I think that would do wonders, again, for the metals. But as you mentioned, John, a lot of talk right now, not any action on that front. John, let's get one quick company update, and that came from Novo Resources. They announced a private placement with Kirkland Lake Gold. What was your general takeaway from this private placement that, in all fairness, came at a perfect time when a lot of shares came free trading?
Yes, and of course, the bombshell on Friday, late Friday afternoon, Newmont put out news that it had sold a 9.9% position in Novo to a mystery buyer at $1.60, which was like a 60%+ discount from Friday's closing price at $3.91. And everybody had been sort of thinking, okay, Newmont's the second largest shareholder after Eric Sprott. It has a beachhead in Novo where it could act more aggressively. So this came across as a huge non-confidence vote. So the news on Tuesday was really positive because it turned out that it was Kirkland Lake Gold which bought that position of 11-point-something million shares, leaving Newmont with just with about 5%. And then it turned around and did this $56 million financing, 14 million shares at $4 or units at $4, which solves this problem Novo had, because most of the money they raised back in April was earmarked for feasibility demonstration work on the Beaton's Creek deposit, which is, 300,000-400,000 small scale cash flow thing that benefits from the optionality gold trade. But it really didn't have a lot of money available for this expensive work that Quentin Hennig says is going to cost them like $1.5 to $2 million a year. So this $4 financing and this aggressive move by Kirkland Lake, it benchmarked $4 as a price that at least one big group is willing to pay.
That's a good comment, because I know as a shareholder, and I am a shareholder, I am waiting to see what other kind of news is going to come out from the actual exploration, but it's going to take some time. John, as always, it's great chatting with you. Hope everybody enjoyed the first hour of our show.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.